Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Major Tom's Movie Podcast. This evening, I will be bringing you Brotherhood of the Wolf, a French action movie with horror elements, starring Samuel Le Bihan, Vincent Cassel, Emily Duchaine, Monica Bellucci, and Mark Dacascos. I'm actually going to be focusing on the Blu-ray release of this film by Shout Factory, because there are some issues with it that have been cropping up ever since the disc's release a couple months back. The movie itself is about a French countryside being terrorized by a mysterious beast. And two individuals, a Gregoire and Manny, a Native American Iroquois, as they hunt down this beast, only to find that there's something far more sinister going on than they initially thought. Right off the bat, this is an absolutely bonkers movie. It starts off almost in the same way that Jaws does, in which we see a woman being attacked by the beast, but we don't actually see it as it tosses her around like a rag doll. It's pretty brutal. But what makes this movie so interesting is its period setting, which is 18th century France. And apparently some of the story is actually based on actual historical events involving this beast, but nobody actually was able to kill it, and the king just wanted a stuffed wolf to kind of take the place of this monster and disappear and just didn't want to talk about it anymore. So basically, King Louis the 15th basically stuck his head in the sand while murders continued for a further 2 years. I have to fully admit that the movie shouldn't work as well as it does, especially for a movie that's 20 years old. Yeah, this thing came out back in 2001 in France, and it was actually one of the first French action movies that I've ever seen. As it has it a lot of people, because you normally didn't see anything like that coming out of France. But Brotherhood of the Wolf was something unique. And I realize that the word unique might strike some as hyperbole, but in this case, Brotherhood of the Wolf is truly unique. I had never seen a movie quite like this before, where it combined horror, martial arts, period drama, romance, and it all comes together really well. Better than it really should. I mean, for a French movie, this has a surprisingly recognizable cast and a very strong cast. I mean, you got Vincent Cassel, Monica Bellucci, and American Mark Dacascos in a role as a Native American Indian. Now, Mark can speak French, so he fits in pretty well, and he absolutely looks the part. But it's the action sequences where he really takes off, because that's what he does. Mark Dacascos is a expert martial artist. He's been that way for his entire life. And some of his movies like Crying Freeman, Drive, Only the Strong prove what kind of a physical presence he actually is. And I have to say that Brotherhood of the Wolf gives him one of his best performances, but everybody brings their A-game, especially Vincent Cassel, who is really one of the main villains, and he oozes charm and sleaze all at the same time. He's just really good at that. And the one thing that I didn't realize about Mr. Cassel is that he himself has experience in the martial arts, particularly capoeira and some Wing Chun, I guess. But, because of that, some of the fight scenes that he's involved with, he's incredibly convincing. Samuel Le Bihan, not as much, but he does what he can with what he's got, because the fight choreographer, Philip Kwok, does incredibly well with the fight choreography. It's pretty grounded. It's not strictly kung fu per se. It's kind of a mix of a lot of different styles, but it's definitely martial arts. You got spin kicks, you got backflips and stuff like that. It's really wild. But there's no really traditional kung fu stances, no tiger or dragon style or anything like that. So it has a very raw and brutal approach to the fighting in this movie. In fact, the first fight scene that you see with Mark Dacascos is when he takes on a group of soldiers dressed as women, basically harassing a woman and her father, I guess. And, whew, yeah, he wastes no time in dealing with that issue. My only real issue with the movie is that some of the visual effects, you know, some of the CGI, especially the monster itself, don't hold up nearly as well. The monster's design is outstanding. We don't know what the creature is. It might be a lion or something else, but it's incredibly mysterious. We don't know what it is, but it's really, really savage. I'm also surprised that this movie isn't as gory as it probably could have been. There's definitely some moments when the main characters stumble upon a dead body that's been packed with poison, I guess, and that's pretty much it, but it's pretty obvious that it's a dummy. One of the things that really stands out with this movie is the cinematography. The French landscapes are absolutely gorgeous. There's a lot of green, a lot of forests, and definitely rivers, but at the same time, there's a particularly gritty and dark element about the movie that just oozes foreboding and this kind of dread. You don't know when this monster is going to attack, and when it does, it's brutal. At 2.5 hours, I would say that the movie is a little too long. I think some stuff could have been shaved off by at least 10 minutes, but overall the movie itself is actually a lot of fun, and again, it works better than it has any right to. Now, I bring that up to bring this up. This version of Brotherhood of the Wolf, this release, is by Scream Factory. It's the Blu-ray 2-disc set. And honestly, I'm a huge fan of Scream Factory. They've put out some really outstanding material. You know, you have The Blob, you know, Army of Darkness, the 1986 Transformers movie. They had great picture quality, great audio, amazing special features, which is why I consider their release of Brotherhood of the Wolf to be a major letdown. Not only is the picture quality awful because it uses an old source as their master, the subtitling is some of the worst that I've ever seen. I mean, if you look at the original DVD release, you know, there's no gaps in grammar, seems to be correct. But here, not only are certain characters' names misspelled, there are entire sentences missing and replaced with title cards like indistinguishable language or foreign language or something like that. I don't know what the problem was or how this got past QA. But Shout Factory should be embarrassed with this release. I mean, even the special features, the deleted scenes and introductions by Christoph Gans, the Guts of the Beast, the making of Brotherhood of the Wolf, Legend and theatrical trailer, all this can be found on any prior DVD release. So there's nothing new in terms of special features, which is why I can't really recommend the Blu-ray right now unless you don't have any other copy. If you don't, I would say it's absolutely worth picking up because the movie itself is fantastic. But just be aware that the subtitling, if you decide to watch it in French, is abysmal. And the visual quality of the movie, the picture quality, is just, ugh, it's really, really nasty. But there is some good news. Shout Factory announced that they are going to be issuing a replacement discs because of the problematic English subtitling. But we won't be seeing those until maybe the middle of next month. But if you bought Brotherhood of the Wolf on Blu-ray and you still have your receipt or your digital receipt, you can apply for a free replacement copy, which is absolutely fantastic, and that's what I did. So, but even with that, I find myself hard-pressed to actually recommend this particular release over a previous DVD release of the director's cut of the movie, because the upgrade really isn't worth it. So yeah, I spent $23 on Brotherhood of the Wolf, and I have the original DVD release. I was kind of hoping for better picture quality, and that's something that I felt that Shout Factory had delivered on other releases before, again, like the other movies that I mentioned. But this release is bottom tier for them. So if you have another copy of Brotherhood of the Wolf or a different international copy, I would stick with those and skip the Shout Factory release until Shout Factory can actually give us a proper subtitled release, you know, with a proper visual upgrade. But as it stands, it's not worth the $23. If it was on sale for like $15, maybe. But $23, that's way too much for what you're not getting. Like, again, the movie itself is not the problem. It's a fantastic movie. I could tell you, I could recommend that movie all day and all night for the next couple of weeks. But if you have an older copy, again, I'm repeating myself here, but I have to emphasize, stick with your original copy. Skip this one. It's not worth it. This is Major Tom signing off for the night. Stay safe and have a good one.